أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد، الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره وامتداد العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in Iman and Ihsan, in this wonderful group Irshad al-Ummah, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Today is Friday 23rd of Sha'aban, 1441 after Hijrah, which is equivalent to 17th of April 2020. Our lesson today shall continue, inshallah, from where we stopped yesterday. Yesterday we've talked on purification, the classification of purification, and how water is divided and the water that is needed for purification. So today we'll continue from where we stopped. But before then, there is something I want us to understand that I think is very important we include it, although it's not directly from the book, it's not included in the book, but since we've talked about purification, we have to know this because it's associated to it. Adabul qada il haja, the conduct or behaviors needed for you while easing yourself. What should you do while you want to ease yourself? This is the beauty of Islam. It has explained everything. There is nothing that Islam just leave you to do everything. That's why Allah say He has not created us but to worship Him. So in all your activities, in all your day-to-day activities, is worship of Allah, whether you know it or you don't know. It depends on your intention and how you've taken that thing. So there is reward while going to the toilet when you do it the way it's supposed to be done. So Islam has recommended a good way, a better way of excreting, urinating, and other things. So since we've talked about purification, let's get this right. There are 14 conduct or behaviors needed for a Muslim while in the toilet or while going to the toilet. First is to remember Allah. You should remember Allah. There is remembering of Allah, or remembrance of Allah in everything. So remembrance of Allah while in the toilet, first, before you, as you are going in, you said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khaba'is. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khaba'is. When you are done, you are coming out, you should say, Gufranak Allahu, Gufranak, Alhamdulillahi alladhi azhaba anna al-adha wa afani. Alhamdulillahi alladhi azhaba anna al-adha wa afani. And that is the first. The second is, as you are going, go in with your left foot. Go in with your left foot. Step in, as you are stepping into the toilet, step with your left leg. Next is, you should squat. Observe whatever you are doing while squatting, not standing. Don't stand and urinate. Don't urinate while standing. No, squat down. You understand? Be in a squatting position. Then the next is, you should maintain your privacy. This especially when you are defecating, or you want to urinate outside, you want to ease yourself in an open place. You understand? So maintain your privacy. After you have untied your trousers, maintain it to, as you are squatting, till you reach the ground, then you pull it down. It's very wrong. You see some people exposing themselves while still standing, then they will go down. That's very wrong. You understand? You have to protect yourself and maintain your privacy till you reach ground. Then cover your face. You can use your shirt to cover your head, the whole of your face, or if you have a hanky or a handkerchief, just use it to cover your face. This is to avoid any particle that might bounce back to get access to your eye, nose, or any part of your, and also to avoid inhaling the offensive odor. You understand? So the next is to spread your legs. Try and distance your leg. Don't bring them together, so that whatever you are discharging out should not touch your legs. So dry and distant between your thigh. Next is that you should avoid hard surfaces. Avoid hard surfaces. Some people, you see them urinating on a wall. You should avoid hard surface or a heavy rock or stone or any surface of the soil that's very hard. It can bounce back to you and it's very wrong, and it might get contact to your clothes or something and get them impure, you understand, or impure with the impurity of it. So avoid hard surfaces, and also avoid a place where there's water or a standing water. Don't defecate or urinate in a standing water or water, even preferable. Don't, even if it is running water, but emphasis is laid on a standing water, the water that is not moving. Then try and put your weight, concentrate your weight at your left hand side, left side of it, you understand. Your weight should be, as you are starting with your two legs, your weight, the body weight should be more on the left side. The next is do not talk. Do not talk while urinating or while in the toilet. So even if it is in open place, except with a cogent reason, you are urinating and you saw a boy trying to harm himself or injure himself, like a young boy going towards a ditch or a well. So, and people are around, but their attention is not to him. You can call their attention immediately, even while you are. So that one is of urgent and emergency. So next is that you should avoid people's sights. Avoid people's sight. Avoid places where people will be seeing you while you are urinating, or even if, most especially in an open, avoid place where people will be seeing you. Try and have a shield or a screen that will protect you from direct view of people. Then the next is avoid people hearing you. Yes, you cover yourself, there is a shield between you, but yet people are still hearing you. So try and distance yourself from people so that they will not be hearing some offensive sound or some trying heavy breath or something like that. This is to protect your this thing is done in order to protect your dignity, you understand. After hearing some sound or some offensive sound, people will be curious to see who is that, so they will look down on you. And Islam does not want a Muslim to look, or any person to even look down and on a colleague, you understand, in an offensive way. So to protect or prevent this, so you should not go in a place where people will be looking at you, you understand. And also try and avoid three places or two places. First, the road. You see some people defecating on the road or on side of the road. It's very unfortunate. It's not allowed. So please avoid where people can even see. So that, because if people see, they will turn away. Some people can even abuse or say bad things, and it will follow you. You understand? So avoid places or where people sit. You understand, you have to avoid such kind of places while defecating or urinating. Next is that you should not face the Qibla. This is when you are in an open place. Don't face the Qibla and don't turn back to the Qibla. Try and use the other side. But this is only applicable while in open place. But if it is in the toilets, wherever the toilet is facing, you are allowed to face that. So these are the conducts or habits or behaviors for you to ease yourself. Then the next is purification. How do you purify or wash yourself, clean yourself from urine or excreta, feces, after you have excreted? How should you wash and clean yourself? The other one, that's the money. When you release sperm, when we come to, there is a topic that will explain that. Then then we'll talk better on how to take the ritual bath. But now, after you've urine or you've defecate, how should you clean yourself? First, ensure that everything is out. Empty your bladder. Try as much as possible to empty your bladder. You should not be in haste. Some people will just be in rush without the urine coming out completely. They will just wash and go back. There is possibility as they are moving or running or walking, some droplets can come out, and by such it has vitiated all their acts. And whatever salah or obligatory acts that they are going to do with that, in that condition, is not valid. So please, we have to be careful. This is where most people get it wrong. So please try as much as possible to empty whatever is in your bladder. You can do that by, after you've noticed that everything is out, try and breathe in deeply and hold it for a while, so whatever it's in will come out. Then next is, you should use your index finger, your left index finger, and your thumb finger. Hold your penis from the root, press it and draw it like 3 times. So because sometimes urine will leave the bladder, but it will retain, you will be retained within the tube, because it's a tube. For those that understand the anatomy, it's like a tube. You understand, it's like a tube. So the urethra is very long also. So, and also the urethra and urethra, so it's very long. So by such doing for the urethra, you hold using your fingers, the two fingers, the thumb and the index, hold it, press it gently and draw. That's, do that like 3 times. That's after you've ensured that everything is out. Then you shake also gently. You shake gently. In the case of female, there is nothing like shaking. Just ensure that everything is out. Then after that, you wash your left hand. Wash your left hand, because we have four spaces on our hand. So we don't, Islam don't want you to, there is medicine in Islam, you understand, it also protects your health. So it don't want you to have direct contact with the waste, the urine or anything. So by such doing, you know, there is surface tension, so that water will cover the surface of your hand. So whatever you will be touching is within your hand, your wet hand and that particular thing. But when you take your hand directly to the urine, it might get into the pore spaces within your hand. Then after, then you put water and wash. And in urine, what is expected is only the glans penis, that's the head of your penis, that is needed to be washed. That's it. So if you've defecated, you first wash for your urine, then you go back and wash for that of your that is, you wash your anus. The first thing you do while doing that is look for a tissue paper or a stick to clear all what has come out from your anus. You understand, clean it first before using your hand to wash it, if you have. Then after that, you use your hand. As you are rubbing your hand, you put water. Do it simultaneously together, you understand. Wash until that slippery what's it called, this touch is no more, then it's considered clean. Then also, you should try and deep breathe deeply and hold it, so that the inner of the anus will come out, so that you wash it, you understand. Try and wash it, but it's not compulsory. It's not even advisable to insert your finger or push in your finger inside, saying that you want to wash what is inside. No, it's only where it is being exposed that is needed to be washed. By such doing, after you finish that, then you wash your hand with soap. If you don't have soap, wash it with sand. Then you are considered pure and clean. So I hope this will go a long way on correcting how we should ease ourselves or go into the toilet. So today, inshallah, we'll go into the topic proper. He said, Faslun fara'idul wudu'i. This topic or this chapter will talk on the composite aspects of wudu. He said, Sab'atun or Sab'un. They are seven. The compulsory steps of ablution are seven. The first is an-niyatu, intention. We already know that innamal a'malu binniyat. So this act also, you have to take your intention, and intention is in the heart. Wa ghuslul wajhi, then washing of your face. The width of the face is from the 2 ears. Then the long is from the forehead, where the first place where hair comes out from your head, that's the forehead, to your chin, and ensure that everything is washed. If you have beer, you have to draw it. It will tell us that later. Wagaslul wajhi, that's what we said. Then wagaslul yadaini, then washing of your hand. Ilal mirfiq, any to your elbow. Here in the compulsory aspect, talking about anatomy of the hand, you understand? Because usually in speaking, when we say hand, we are talking about the limb, the upper limb, the everything. But anatomically, so that we understand it better, you see, from the wrist to your finger is called the hand. That is the place that's called the hand, including your palm. From the wrist upward is the hand, or downward. Then from your wrist to your elbow is your forearm. Then up there is your arm, brachium. So our major concern here is from your finger, the tip of your finger, to your elbow. That's where it is expected of you here to wash. It is very wrong and practice among many of our brothers. You see them washing only their from their wrist to their elbow, because they felt they've washed their hand in the beginning. That's very wrong. And if you do salah with that, you've left a compulsory aspect or step in your ablution. So your ablution in the first place is not complete. So while washing your hand, this compulsory aspect is from your finger to your elbow. You do it 3 times. You understand? When we come to sunnah parts or sunnah steps of ablution, that's where you see washing of the hand from washing of the hand to the wrist. So please, you should take notes. Very important. Next is wamashu ra'asi, rubbing of the head. You take it with using your 2 hand, rub it. When after we finish, there is hadith of Rasulullah, sifatu wudu il Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Prophet used to perform his wudu. So after taking this is for us to know which of them are composite and which of them are not. So the next is waghslu rijlaini, washing of the 2 legs. You wash the 2 legs from the two, this I'm forgetting the anatomical name, this place that is dark, that this bone, this strong bone. So immediately from that bone downward to your leg, wash everything. That's what is needed. Then the next step is wadalku, rubbing. While pouring water, is not just for water to touch, but your hand should also rub the particular place. That's why some scholars say, when water has touched a particular place, but you've not rubbed your hand on it, is still considered not washed, because it's not complete. Because wadalku fardun, rubbing is compulsory. Then walfawru, then fawru is doing performing the act of ablution at once, without delay, without stopping or skipping. Don't wash your face, then stay 2 minutes or till the place get dry, then you wash the next. No, taking it step by step, continuously, till you reach the end. You understand? That's why it's not it's not good for you to be talking or to be delaying the this thing. Take like 5 minutes taking ablution and delaying in the process. No, take it once. Then wasunanuhu, the sunnah part or sunnah steps of ablution, ghusl al-yadayni ila al-ku'ayni, washing of hand, yes, washing of hand to the wrist, washing of hand to the wrist, in the shuru'i, at the beginning, while you are starting. Usually, then, before, usually we are using an open container, either tin, calabash, or a bowl, something that is open. So don't just go ahead putting your hand direct, because it's, you must have maybe touched some hard surfaces, or but pour water, wash your hand, this right hand 3 times, then left hand 3 times. At times you see some people joining them together, then they will just wash 3. No, you wash right hand 3 times, then come back to left hand, wash it also 3 times. The next is wal madmada, to rinsing of your mouth. Take water to your mouth and goggle and take it out. Then use your finger to brush your teeth. Then do that 3 times. Wal istinshaqu, then inhale water to your nose. Wal istinsaru, then bring it out. Do that 3 times. Wa raddu masi ra'asi, in the first place, in the compulsory aspect, we say rubbing your head, that is taking from your forehead backward. So now bringing it back from backward back to your forehead, that one is sunnah. Wa masul uznaini, then rubbing of your waziko, rubbing of your ears. Wa tajdidul ma ilahuma, then touching water for rubbing them, because some people, they will just rub their head, then with that wet, then they will just rub their ears. No, it's not, that's not how you should do it. Although it's accepted, but it's not the best way. The best way is touch water, rub your head, then touch a separate water, rub your ear. So that touching of water for the second time to rub your ear is sunnah. What tartibu bain al faraidi, then joining, arranging the compulsory aspects, arranging them step by step. You wash your face first before your hand, then before rubbing your head, before washing your leg. So those compulsory aspects, doing them step by step, because even in the Quran, when Allah instructs us to perform ablution, it is arranged. He said, Ya allazina amanu iza kumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum, wujuhakum, wash your face, wa aydiyakum ila marafiq, then your hand to the elbow, wamsahu bi ru'usikum, then rub your head, wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bayn, then wash your leg, like that, to this leg bone, this ankle bone, yes, this ankle bone, that's ka'bayn. So joining them step by step is also sunnah. So then he continues some explanation. وَمَنْ نَسِيَ فَرْدًا, whoever forgets a compulsory aspect or step in his مِنْ أَعْضَائِهِ, in his parts. فَإِنْ تَذَكَّرَهُ بِالْقُرْبِ, if he remembers it near, immediately, he remembers it immediately. فَعَلَهُ, he should come back and wash it. وَمَا بَعْدَهُ, and wash whatever follows it. For instance, you forget to wash your face, or you forget to wash your hand, all those compulsory aspects we mentioned, you jumped it, then you went, you forget face and went ahead from your hand then downward. So what is expected of you is to come back and wash your face, then after washing your face, you go back, wash your hand and whatever you've washed before. You understand? Wama bada, wa in dala, if it has taken time, fa'alahu wahdahu, just come and wash it alone. You don't have to wash what follows it. Just wash it alone. Wa adama sallaha qablahu, then replace whatever you've prayed. All the prayers you've done after that, maybe after, immediately after the salah, without washing your face, you went and did, say, zuhur prayer. So you have to say that prayer, because the ablution in which you've done the salah is not complete, is not valid. You understand? So you have to say the prayer again. Wa in taraka sunnata, but if you left, sunnah path, sunnah step, fa'alaha wala idu salata, you should wash it, but you don't have to repeat salah. You understand? Just maybe you forget to raise your mouth or to inhale or to bring back. So if you remember, just come and do that aspect, and you don't have to replace the salah. Wala idu salata. Waman nasiya lum'atan, and whoever forgets a part, that is just a small point, maybe in your leg, back of your leg, you forget a particular point, that is a shima, you just forget a shima without washing it, you've washed but a particular place did not touch water, that is lum'a. So whoever forgets that ghasala, he should come back and wash it. Wahadaha, alone, only that particular place, wash it. Biniyati, with intention. Wa insallaha qabla zalika, if you have prayed before then, aada, you should replace that salah, you should repeat. And we've explained that if it is within the fard, that is the compulsory aspect, you replace your salah. If it is within sunnah aspect, you don't have to replace your salah. Wa man tazakkara al-madmadata, whoever remembers rinsing of his mouth, or istinshaka, or inhaling of water, bada an shara'a fil wajhi, after he has gone to face, after he is washing his face, then he remembers that he has not rinsed his mouth, or he has not inhaled water, fala yarji ilayhima, he is not coming back to them. You understand? He should continue with his wudu. You understand? Hatta yutimmat, until he has finished, then he come back and wash it alone. For instance, you after washing your hand, then you just go directly to your face. Then later on, you remember that you've not washed, you've not rinsed your mouth, neither do you inhale water. So what you do, you complete your wudu first. This is contrary to the compulsory aspect. If it is the compulsory aspect, immediately you stop and come back to that particular point, and you have to repeat whatever you've washed before then. You understand? But for this, you just wash this completely and go back to your and go and continue your ibadah. And if you have prayed before then, you don't have to replace the prayer. It's just to maybe without remembering you, and you pray. Maybe after your prayer, you remember you've not rinsed your mouth. All is needed is just for you to rinse your mouth for the next prayer. If possible, the ablution did not vashid before the next prayer. So this is where we stop, inshallah. By next, inshallah, we'll talk about the recommended aspects of wudu. And also, we'll see the hadith of sifatul sifatul wudu Rasulullah, how Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform his wudu and other things that might follow. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta as'aluka wa atubu ilaik. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.